The world of work is witnessing major shifts in the demand for skills. According to the International Labor Organization's World Employment Social Outlook, middle-skilled jobs like accounting and clerical work are declining. That's because, in our globalized economies, many of these jobs can now be done by computers. So where are the jobs now? ILO economist Christian Vigeland explains that many jobs can now be found at opposite ends of the skills ladder.
Particularly in developed economies, the share of low-skilled, non-routine jobs, such as security personnel and some personal care workers, and high-skilled, non-routine cognitive jobs, such as lawyers and software engineers, has increased.
With the loss of many middle-skilled jobs, workers, especially in the developed world, find themselves competing for jobs at the lower end, which usually don't pay very well. This has led to larger income inequalities, says Vigeland.
Yeah, indeed, this can lead to more income inequality, and that's a problem because income inequalities lead to a negative effect for medium-term economic growth prospects and job creation.
So in developing countries, how are people faring when it comes to finding a job? Vigeland says that depends, often, on a person's education.
Globally, with a shift in demand to either lower or higher skill jobs, the high skill jobs, like lawyer or engineer, are not easily accessible to workers without higher education.
Related to the hollowing out of middle skilled jobs is the risk that some countries are moving away from an economy based on manufacturing too quickly to one based on services. This so-called early deindustrialization worries economists like Vigeland.
Well, it can be a concern because, for some workers, the manufacturing sector was always actually an important sector to kind of for workers to escape poverty because they used to find their jobs that are relatively well paid, high productivity jobs. But now, if, for example, services sector become more important, it remains to be seen whether really the services sector can kind of take over the role of manufacturing and also lead to less poverty.
Reporting for the ILO, this is Carla Drysdale.